For a generation of kids around the world, Pokemon, the Japanese anime series about cute little pocket monsters, became more than just another cartoon. Kids grew up trading Pokemon cards at recess, playing it on Nintendo, munching on Pokemon cereal while cuddling a Pokemon plushie in their favorite Pokemon t-shirt. And of course, all the while, watching the beloved anime TV series. And for millions of children, the star at the heart of the series was 10-year-old Ash Ketchum, along with, of course, his trusty sidekick, Pikachu.
Pikachu!
Its name is Pikachu.
Oh, it's so cute, it's the best of all!
The show chronicled Ash's adventures as he acquires Pokemon creatures and trains them for battles on his quest to become a Pokemon master. That quest took a long time to complete, 25 years. But Ash never lost his optimism, and that's what many fans remember.
Hi, my name is Lucas Egan. I am from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I watched right from season one. I was 8 or 9 at the time when it first started airing. Like, it hooked its claws in me.
My name is Rochelle Valkel, and I am from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I was super little. I remember the episode Bye Bye Butterfree, where in the anime, Ash's Pokemon Butterfree finds a mate. It was adorable. Ash ends up letting Butterfree go to live his life with his mate, and that was the first time I ever cried to a TV show.
My name is Javier De La Vega. I live in Washington, D.C. So I began watching Pokemon when I was a kid. You know, within the first episode, you know, Pikachu gets hurt, and it was a very emotional first episode as like a 8-year-old to be like, I'm about to go to school. And then you're hit with this emotional like start to the journey of like you see Ash, who's like this really kind-hearted kid. And I remember being really influenced of like how important that was to sort of see that.
My name is Abby Richards. I'm from Florida, and Ash was always inspirational. He didn't get his goal right away, or he saw somebody who trained in a different way. He was able to readjust his outlook and learn from that.
My name is Wilson Chong. I am from St. Louis, Missouri, and I think the biggest thing I've learned from watching Ash Ketchum all these years was just be good to people around you, from not even friends, family, even your rivals, too, even the ones that you might not ever have a good relationship with.
Each defeat was such a crushing defeat in the moment, but that didn't stop him from trying. He still attacked it with the same enthusiasm. That's something that as I've gotten older, I realized I always admired and respected about him, and that I've tried to carry over, that no matter what, if life kind of knocks you down, try and just get up, attack it with the same zeal, and one day it'll work out.
I think it was cool to see that perseverance. It was important to learn that as a little kid.
So at a young age, this basically taught me that even if you fail, you can always keep trying and you can always exceed no matter how many times you fail.
Ash was pretty much the embodiment of what every kid in elementary school wanted to be in. And it was something that every kid wanted, was to travel and see the world.
It's a hard goodbye. It's kind of like saying goodbye to a friend. As painful as it is for me to see Ash go, it seems really amazing to me that a new generation of fans are going to get their own Ash, so to speak, and go on a journey hopefully just as long for them as this one was.
For the Pokemon fans out there and the new ones in the making, don't worry. There will be 2 new main characters to love and, of course, plenty more Pokemon creatures to catch. Pokemon.